The Select Committee on Public Infrastructure and Minister in the Presidency met on the 6th of November with the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, the Construction Industry Development Board, and the Property Management Trading Entity on their annual reports and performance for the 2023-24 financial year. Some successes included achieving an unqualified audit opinion on the main vote, although the Property Management Trading Entity received a qualified opinion. The department also released over 1,000 hectares of land to facilitate human settlements, land reform, and other initiatives. The Construction Industry Development Board reported a strong performance, achieving 94% of its targets and obtaining a clean audit outcome for the first time in its 20-year history, under the leadership of one of the youngest CEOs in the public sector in South Africa today, Mr. Mongani Gladla, at the age of 34 years old. The committee members raised several questions and concerns during the engagement, including questions regarding unauthorized expenditure, whether the department sector plan had taken into account the priorities of the current government, and concerns about the lack of up-to-date asset register. Honorable Rikus Bardners, the chairperson of the committee, assured the committee of robust but fair oversight during the 7th Parliament and said that the committee will always leave party politics at the door when conducting committee meetings during the oversight sessions. End.